Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You haven't lived until you spill an entire bottle of kombucha in your car. In other news, I love my power washer.
I wore what I thought was a cool jumpsuit, but I got a Devo comment. So for the rest of the day, Whip It was running through my head, which is a cool song, don't get me wrong, but kind of aggressive for an all-day theme.
Yeah, especially if you weren't totally going for that. Do you ever feel like the more someone shows off online, the less happy they seem to be? We get it. You went to Bali. Hashtag take me back.
Truth. My Instagram feed currently consists of dreamy mid-century bungalows I can't afford and donkey videos. I've made my bed, Sarah.
And you will lie in it. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, that show that wants you to do just that.
Sunday.
Hey, man. It's a big day today, Sarah. It's midweek.
It's actually not Sunday. I don't know why
it's not Sunday, but it's a blue super moon day, which is what actually makes sense to me because neither one of us, me and my dude Elijah, have been sleeping well the last couple nights. Because this moon apparently
is it because pulls. You guys are werewolves?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, the hair has spiked every night around 9 o'clock.
You're like, after night three of howling outside, we wondered if we were human after all.
It must be the super blue moon. No, but seriously, I know that you take this stuff with a grain of salt even more than I do. But I will say it makes sense when you think of how the moon pulls the ocean in the tides. Yeah. It has to affect us on some level. I'm not saying it's made me have insomnia for the last two nights, but there is something to it that's physical, not astrological. You know
100%.
What I mean?
100%. Yeah. No, I lunar patterns do lots of things to our Earth. I'm sure humans are affected on some level.
Well, y'all, welcome to the show. The show that impacts the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment, life's cruel ironies, full moons, joyous moments, and the bittersweetness of extreme adulting. Sarah Lane, how are you?
I'm doing well, Heather. I for people who aren't involved in production, this will not be interesting to you, but I've been fooling around with this green screen. That's the way that you can,
graphics and stuff like that. A lot of CGI.
Yeah. I'm trying to use like not industry terms. I think everyone knows what a green screen is.
Yeah.
And green screens can be like, you know, super high tech or basically a piece of green fabric that you hang behind yourself. Or blue. Yeah. Or in fact, you have other color options now. Green screen was just kind of, it was funny. My mom, she saw it the other day and she was like, oh, that's a different kind of green than I thought it would be. And I was like, what did you think it would be? Like a forest green?
Yeah, or like an olive?
Some sort of an icy green, you know?
Cute.
It's a pretty standard, let's call it Kelly green.
Yeah, totally.
But I've been fooling around with that, just doing, you know, production shiznit. It's been kind of fun. I've made some strides, and I've had some setbacks, as is always the case with anything hardware related.
You've always liked to tinker with that stuff, though. I think it kind of keeps you busy. It keeps your mind busy, and it's like solving a problem. I kind of think it helps contribute to your happiness, Sarah.
I agree. Although, as you were explaining that, it's like I like forwarded to like. Me at 95 degrees, like, you know, Sarah needs to keep her mind, less feeble. Let's give her a green screen and keep her around,
totally.
You know, in her rest home, you know, for a few hours. Good totally. Work, Ms.
I love
Lane.
This.
Good
this
work.
Is something I'm going to do for you way down the line. I'm going to try to make a note of that. But I think we have to keep our mind going. It's funny. I have this kind of push and pull thing situation right now where I like being really busy. It's like I've been so busy since I've come home, and it's great because it keeps your mind occupied. You're accomplished. You know, your days go by quickly and they're full, but I'm so tired, you know, and I just want to slow the days down a little and like have a slow morning. But I know that once I do that, I'll be like, oh, where is everybody? You know, it's like, we can't seem to be totally satisfied with whatever's going on, you know?
Grass it's like happiness, green. Self-sabotage.
Totally.
Self-sabotage is this term
is a thing.
That I mean, I know what it means, but I've been thinking about it a lot lately. Like, you know, why do I sometimes like think certain things into existence that I don't want to happen?
Oh, totally.
It's like I think that they're going to and then they do.
Oh, 100%.
Self-sabotage going on there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's funny because I was just talking to my sister about that yesterday because she goes, we had a really big day. Our Tuesdays are really big. We just had a slew of places to go and people to talk to like set things straight, you know? And she just was dreading it so much. And in the morning, the first thing she said was like, oh, today's going to be so horrible. Like, it's just going to be so hard and all this stuff. And it actually wasn't. It ended. And then at the end of the day, she was like, today wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I was like, see, you know, you don't want to set yourself up for this horrible day. You have to try to stay positive about it, at least going in, because you don't really know what you're going to get.
I know what your sister's talking about. There are certain days where I wake up and I'm like,
same.
This day is going to suck.
Yeah, especially
and
when
sometimes
you
it actually does suck. Right, exactly. Don't even have time for Wordle.
Yeah.
God. But even those days that do suck, it's like, I can't tell you how many times I've woken up and been like, okay, let's do this. Like, at some point, I will get through it and it will be the end of the day and I can relax again.
Exactly.
And it always is.
And you can watch
and
your
then
reality
I go,
shows
see?
And it's all good. I feel the same way. Sometimes it's this weird thing where it's like 5 o'clock rolls around. I'm coming in hot. It's just like been a crazy day. And then I forget, oh, wait a minute. It's now 5. I can kind of like chill now. This is so nice, you know? And I get the white wine out of the refrigerator, pour a glass, and it's like, ooh, it's all good.
It's the little unwindy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I was totally there with you around, I had worked. Mm-hmm. I had gone to the gym. It was probably about maybe 6. It's been really hot here. So it's like, poor Otis the dog. Just
poor
he really
all
can't
animals.
Be out between about 11 and 6 on days like this. It's like 95 degrees. The pavement's too hot. It's
think
miserable
about sheep
for everybody.
Dogs or, you know, hairy. Oh, like at least Otis has like short hair.
He does, but because of that, he also doesn't tolerate heat that well.
Mm.
You know, you kind of like, almost like you want him to have like a sun umbrella type thing. He really like, you know, he's panting. It's just like, no good.
I bet you could find one online.
Just sort of like an umbrella that I strap to him. Not weird.
Totally. No, not at all.
But it was around 6 p.m. and it was still hot, but it was like he had to go out and it was one of those things where I was like, he has to go. Don't get comfortable. Just don't get comfortable. Okay, let's do it. You know, you can set your Apple Watch for an outdoor walk. Let's make it happen because, you know, it was finally shady enough.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was like one foot in front of the other, Sarah, come on, you have to do this. And then when you get home, you get to eat dinner and spread out, which I did, and everything was fine.
Good. Yeah, it's funny how we just never learn.
The little victories in life.
Oh, it's all about the small victories. I'm constantly saying that. I feel like, do we turn into like these regurgitators of like these expressions as we get older? It's just like I sometimes find myself.
Well, we are kind of trite at this age, you know?
It happens.
I'm like,
we just fall apart.
I was telling someone the other day, I'm like, everyone's a unique snowflake, which we are. At the same time, sometimes we're kind of just machines.
Yeah.
You know? We're humans navigating this life of ours.
Yep.
Well, speaking of navigating life, this actually doesn't apply to me totally because I don't live in San Francisco anymore. But Heather, I thought we would pour out a little liquor for the downtown Nordstrom
that just closed
at Westfield
it's so
Mall.
So sad.
I know. So for anybody who's not, for anybody who's not familiar, Westfield Mall is a mall chain. There are a lot of Westfields, San Francisco. This particular mall has gone through many incarnations. There used to be an Emporium Capwell there when I was a little kid.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember that Heather, but
a long time.
Yeah, I know. It has been some time. Then it became Bloomingdale's. Nordstrom had been there at this particular mall for, I think it opened in like, I don't know. It was like mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And this mall is in what you would call sort of squarely the downtown shopping district of San Francisco. Some people are familiar with Union Square.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's not far from there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And big mall, real pretty. There's, when you're inside, it was sort of always a maze because there's like this big rotunda and the escalators are part of the rotunda, so you're going on an escalator that's going up almost like a windy snake. It's unusual. It's unusual.
Yeah, what are they
going to
do with that space?
Well, the mall itself is being sold. So Westfield said a few months ago, we're just going to sell, like, this is not worth our while anymore. Mm-hmm. A lot of mall stores had already closed, and Nordstrom announced they were closing. Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's are sort of the two big department store anchors of this mall, as many malls have. Bloomingdale's, as far as I know, is still cranking. It's a really nice Bloomies. But the Nordstrom was sort of the big store.
Yeah.
It was the bigger store. Great shoe department.
Yeah.
And this particular mall was like, over time, it got a movie theater down in the basement level where you kind of have your food court. It was a nice food court. Mm-hmm. It also had a Bristol Farms, which is sort of an upscale grocery store. Yep. Like all of, you could kind of like live in that mall, which I used to because I wasn't within walking distance for a few years when I lived in that part of SF. I mean, I loved this mall. So the closure of Nordstrom is sad, even though I don't go there anymore on any regular basis, and it doesn't actually affect my life in any way. It's just sort of like end of an era type thing.
Yep.
But then, as I was thinking about this, because San Francisco, if you follow, I don't know, kind of NIMBY type news, you know that San Francisco, depending on who you talk to, is in worse shape than ever. The downtown area for sure has taken a hit. I mean, everyone I know who still lives there would tell you the same thing. You have a lot of unused office space because a lot of people went remote during COVID, never came back. There is a definite crime and homelessness problem, especially in certain parts of San Francisco, which is a small city, so everybody's on top of each other. So I think these things tend to really show up in certain cities more than others. However, last summer, so 2022, I had been in Ohio for a wedding. And it was the wedding itself was in a small town, but it wasn't far from Cleveland. So that's where I flew into. And a friend of mine, who we were both going to the wedding and sharing a rental car, we met in Cleveland the day before the wedding and just like kind of had some time to kill. And I was like, I've never been to Cleveland before. You know, let's like, I don't know, check it out. And we, and like, I had not packed the right jewelry for this wedding. So I was like, you know what? We'll just hit a mall downtown and I'll just buy something. You know, it'll take me 5 minutes. And so sure enough, we're downtown and we go into this mall, which is like the downtown mall. And it was so weird. I've never been in a mall so strange. Now, I think this mall probably was hopping at one point. Mm-hmm. There were some stores open, but it was like not mall. You know, you kind of figure like maybe there's a Sears or a Macy's, mm-hmm, or a, I don't know, you know, like the list goes on of like things that are probably in there.
Sure.
I mean, at the very least, you get some sort of like Claire's where you could buy like crappy jewelry or get your ears pierced or something, yeah, you know, or a t-shirt store. And it was like, there was a little bit of that, but it was mostly just sort of dead, mm-hmm, and sad, with a lot of stores closed, you know, where they have like the iron gates in front of it kind of thing.
Totally.
And you had some kind of errant jewelers selling things kind of in the middle of the mall. It was so like, we were like, where are we? Mm-hmm. What is this? It was a mall that once was. Mm-hmm. And
there's something so depressing.
Yeah, I guess
about...
I'm just kind of thinking, well, it's sort of sad because I love a good mall.
Yeah, there's something kind of depressing about an empty mall, like more so than other structures. Yeah, there. It's just, it's very echoey. It's kind of apocalyptic, and it's just strange. It's like, what do you put? It's kind of like, you know, a lot of these corporate buildings that are empty, you know, these office buildings, these tall, big, gargantuan like office buildings, what do you put in there if you don't have office, you know, people, employees? What do you put in there if you don't have shops? How do you turn over a mall into something that will work for this day and age? And so, yeah, it's a sign of the times for sure. Yeah. And, you know, San Francisco has been so pummeled since the pandemic. Even before that, I mean, I remember, uh-huh, the day when I knew I needed to leave again. I was like, I could tell that it was slipping and I wanted to move back to LA. This was probably 2015, something like that. Yeah. I think
it was 2016. Cause you and I moved right around the same time.
We did.
Like right at the beginning of 2016. Yeah. We were both like, I think we're out of here.
Yeah. I think we both had really good jobs actually. And it was a tough decision, I remember, but I just felt it in the air. It wasn't the city that it used to be. And, you know, I'm sure it's great for people, you know, today. I just think we were there at such a time. First dot-com boom, second dot-com boom, just all of these really interesting times to live there. And maybe it just, in our eyes, it lost its luster, but maybe it has a luster for new people. I don't know. I don't really crave to go back there, but.
I'm currently about an hour north of San Francisco by car. And so it's a hop, skip, and a jump, but I don't really go into the city that often, mostly because a lot of my friends don't live there anymore. Some, yeah, of them do, but a lot of them have moved to other places. So there is just, I don't know. I mean, when I lived in a city, LA is another example, but LA is different because it's spread out. And so it's just, I don't know, like you don't like walk across LA to like, mm-mm, meet a friend. In San Francisco, the city itself is not that big.
No.
I mean, there are a lot of hills, but hey, if you like a good incline, I mean, I walked across that city.
I love a good incline.
100 times a
year. I love walking.
Yeah,
it
was great.
I mean, I kind of prefer walking Paris because it's really flat, but I do like a good hill. I used to ride my bike. I used to be a bike courier in San Francisco. I was a tough cookie back then. I don't think I could do it now.
Oh my God, Heather, I can't even imagine.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I can't even imagine either.
Well, I was, okay, so I was there for doing some work a few weeks ago. And I sort of got wrapped up with what I was doing, mm-hmm, which was actually right in Union Square. Real nice office. Probably got a deal on it, you know. I think it would have been an extremely expensive lease, you know, back the day. But anyway, I kind of was like, I wrapped with about an hour to kill before I really needed to get back on the road. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, let me just like, I don't know, drive around a little bit. Driving around in SF has never bothered me. Some people, it's they're not made for this.
Yeah.
But I'm good at it. And, you know, it's like, it just like drive past a couple places I lived, you know, back in the day and just sort of like see if there's some heartstring tugs that happen.
Sure.
And it was weird. Mm-hmm. It was honestly, there was a couple of my most recent places that I lived, which were cool spots, but very, you know, kind of urban and gritty. You know, I drove by and I was like, I could never do this again. And it's not because I've gone all that soft, maybe a little, but it's more just like, it's so loud, you know, and they're like, you know, in certain areas, San Francisco is a very leafy green city. I mean, there's parks galore, but there's certain parts of it where you're like, we need more trees. You know, it's like big, wide streets. I'm talking about SoMa for you, Heather. But, you know, other people just say, like, there's just, there are parts of it where you're like, this is just not pretty.
Yeah.
And I don't need, like, the most lush garden in my life 24/7. Mm-hmm. But, like, I couldn't live there now.
No.
I used to, and that's, you know, an era, and we closed that chapter, and I'm like, I would not do this again.
You know, it's actually, it's really funny because I kind of try to picture myself, and we talk about this a lot, about where is the ideal place to live, you know, and when I came back from my trip, I thought, oh, I could make this my home base. I mean, why not? There's no perfect place. I wouldn't even imagine myself full-time or at least home base, like in the center of a city now. I don't know if I am there anymore. Like, I think in my 30s, it was really exciting. It was the place to be, but I could just go to the city and visit and get my yayas out. And I think, yeah, the nature tip is a good thing to lean into as you get older. And I still don't want to, I don't want to be too sort of desensitized to the point where I don't even want to go back to back into civilization anymore. My dad got that way a little bit. He was like, he'd start going back to the Bay Area as the years would go on. And he would just complain about how busy it was and the traffic and all these things. And I just want to stay somewhat nimble. I want to feel like I can travel and I can go to a variety of places and not feel like overly sensitive.
I hear that.
But yeah. I mean, I miss being, you know, I think it's tough because, you know, I don't get excited about San Francisco anymore. Though I will say I definitely get nostalgic because I lived in neighborhoods that were, you know, just sort of like that quintessential San Francisco with the cable car. I lived in Russian Hill and Knob Hill.
I remember that apartment.
And Telegraph
you
Hill.
You hated that cable car.
Oh, of course I did. But like the, you know.
Because it's loud.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that one in particular, I lived on Taylor Street also, which was far enough away. You could just hear it in the distance. But that Green Street apartment was cool, but it was right on the cable car line, which I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, it's, you know, times are, you got to kind of hold on and, hold on for dear life this day and age. Things change very quickly and
you
got to hold on.
Wise words from Heather Frank, y'all.
hold
on for dear life. Things change.
This is true.
I know the feeling though. You mentioned your dad and I remember you saying that like, you know, my dad is, you know, he by choice is kind of on the outskirts of civilization, you know, and has, you know, thoughts about, you know, being in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. And the other day I was talking to my mother because as I've mentioned before, like I grew up in the country. I mean, we moved around a lot. So not every single place that we lived in had like 100 acres of orchard around us. But that was the house that we lived in for most of my childhood.
Yeah.
I would consider that my childhood, you know, experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the town I grew up in, Sebastopol, California, is just, there is no urban part of it. Mm-hmm. It's a country town. Mm-hmm. But I asked my mom the other day, like, why? Because to me, it was very, very normal to live, like, really far out of town where your neighbors, I mean, they're your neighbors, but like you're not on top of each other at all. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you know, your dad always wanted some land and, you know, he just didn't want to be
around too many people. I was like, but you guys, you lived like pretty far away from both of your jobs. Mm-hmm. And like, I was kind of far away from even school. Like my elementary school was like, I mean, I could walk if I walked for an hour.
Yeah, same.
You know, but like, no, we were by design. You had to like get in your car and drive everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, it's sort of like, oh, well, if that's all you know, then that's really normal. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. I could just live in town and have all the stuff at my fingertips, which is funny because kind of what my mom does now. She's like, I would never live back out there again. Where I'm like, but why did you? Yeah. She's like, well, your dad liked it. So anyway.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if I told you this, but when we were growing up in Los Gatos, my dad like bought a piece of land in Mendocino and he always wanted to move up there, build a house on there. But he was really worried about, you know, leaving us and taking us out of the city. So he made the sacrifice for us. But I think he always had his sights on the country living. He likes a small town. I mean, Los Gatos used to be kind of more of a small town, like a little bit crunchier, a little bit, you know, small market. Like, you know, it's been built out over the years, obviously. But anyways, I want to mention, if y'all hear a cat snoring in the background, my apologies. Yeah,
I think they'll forgive you.
My tuxedo cat, Charles, Chooch the Mooch, he is quite a snorer. And as he's gotten older, he snores more now and kind of louder. It's actually very cute in my mind.
He's an old man.
He is. He's totally an old man. He's definitely getting rickety. I hate seeing it. He's kind of, he kind of flops in my arms and, but I do want to talk about animals actually, but not the aging of my cat. I saw, you know, I mentioned throughout the time that I was on the road on my trip that I saw a lot of wildlife. In fact, it was neat to come home to see the deer again. There was a family of deer in the backyard, two little babies like Bambi with the, you know, little spots and so cute. And they were just eating all my stuff. And you know what? I didn't even care. I was like, eat away, you know, live here, hang out as long as you want. I'm such an animal sucker. You know, we saw a lot of donkeys, you know, and maybe it's the, I don't know, maybe it's a trend, the donkey trend, because I feel like all of a sudden my life is filled with donkey content. And I have a friend, a local friend who has a little bit of a farm up the road. You know, she's got some sheep and goat and pony, and you know, she's got a couple young kids, and you know, they have so many animals. They have like five dogs. I mean, it's crazy. I don't even, chickens, all the things. And you know, I always have these like fantasies about having more animals because I love animals so much. You know, I see a baby kangaroo in a film and I'm like, and I, you know, tell my boyfriend, go, can we get one? And, you know, I always have some kind of like obsession with something.
Oh, I know that conversation where I'm like, can we get a mini pig?
Yeah.
And they're like, what is wrong with you?
Well, it's funny.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, no, constantly. Like, I feel like I get this look, I get this hairy eyeball from my boyfriend because it's like, I have my de-scented skunk phase because supposedly they're great pets. And for a while I was really into
those. Oh, I follow a couple of those on Instagram.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same. Or like taking home the stranded dog, you know, that kind of thing. And I, you know, I have some land. I have 9 acres. It's a blessing and a curse because it's a lot of land to maintain. And I think it adds to my stress a little bit because.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I have this one gardener who lives on site. She does a great job, but it's a lot for one person. And, you know, we've been a bit overgrown. And I think when we're a little more manicured, I feel a little less stressed because it's kind of like having a clean house or cleaning out your closet. There's something that clears your head, you know? So I thought, gosh, you know, I mean, maybe we should seriously consider getting some goats that can, you know, mow the lawn and kind of keep
sure.
the land going. And I, like I said, there's a lot of people who have farm animals up here. It's not weird. And a lot of people around here tell me you should get some goats. You should get some donkeys. You know, all these things. And the woman, there was a friend of mine who came on our trip, part of our trip. It was a friend of the friend I was traveling with. And she lives in Sonoma area and she has a farm. She has pigs. She has goats. She has like five dogs, all the animals you could ever imagine. So it was really fun. Yeah. Totally dream life. Talking to her about it. And she's so funny because she's so cosmopolitan too. You know, when I first met her, you know, she was just so like, just, I don't know, just kind of like, you know, cool chick, just seemed like a city girl, but she has this huge
Didn't
farm.
Seem like she wore overalls every day.
No, we were in Paris though. So I guess, you know, she wasn't wearing like muddy boots or anything, but long story short, lately my obsession has been donkeys. One of my friends up here is looking into actually getting some miniature donkeys. And we've been talking a lot about, you know, the fact that donkeys get really lonely and that you should get two of them because they, you know, they get really sad and lonely, which just breaks my heart even further. This idea was immediately vetoed by my sister. And my boyfriend, of course, but, I don't know.
Two against one, Heath.
I know.
Two
right. Right. I think goats would probably be the first step because they're a little bit less, high maintenance. I think donkeys, you really need to fence them in. I'm doing some research. I have my friend, Lisa, you know, Lisa, who used to, she does a lot of animal, activism even now. And we were talking a little bit about all the rules and regulations around donkeys. Like if you are going to foster or adopt a donkey, I love that there's all these rules and regulations because it forces them to be treated well. And if you're going to adopt them, you have to do this or you're in big trouble. And so I've been kind of reading over that stuff to see if it's even something that would be possible. We are on the ocean, on the cliff. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think the donkey thing might be a little like far reaching for a
you
place.
You probably
like this.
Have to seriously
fenced
think
in
about
kind
fencing
of situation.
In things.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just something I'm thinking about. And I'm pretty sure I mean, y'all know about my dog obsession. And one of these days I will be getting one. But it's been contradictory to my need to leave and travel, which is why I haven't gotten one yet. I know I've been sort of a broken record about it, but I did run into my dream dog. And it's a,
let's hear it.
It's a Marimano Abruzzese sheepdog.
Okay. So it's some sort of Italian sheepdog.
Yes. It's an Italian sheepdog. It's white. super fluffy. It was, I saw a puppy the other day and I just, my heart melted. I actually couldn't even finish my breakfast. I was like over, you know, taking pictures of it and petting it and talking to the owner and, so adorable. So that's my new obsession. If y'all out there have any comments, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com or tell us about your current animal obsessions. I even saw the other day on my neighbor's property, like a little gaggle of geese wandering around his lawn. It was so cute. I'm like, I would totally get some geese. I mean, hey, I'll name
geese
them.
Are
and,
mean.
They are. Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But like, it's easy to say that. I used to go to this babysitter's house after school. And, you know, again, country. She had a bunch of land, mm-hmm. a bunch of kids, like mm-hmm. all our parents. You know, we would have been latchkey kids otherwise.
Sure.
But our parents sent us to her house. And she had geese. And, yeah, they would, like, bite us and chase us. And, I mean, we liked the geese, but...
Yeah,
I was always
I know,
geese are like not like docile creatures.
No, they're
like,
kind of hardcore.
They'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I actually remember when I was a kid, you know, we lived in that adjacent town, Saratoga, when I was like a youngin', and my cousin came over one day and we lived near this sort of wildlife area and he got chased by a wild goose and it was so scary actually. Like I was younger than him. And it
well,
bit
and
him.
They, you know, they're big, and once they start flapping, you're like, run,
yeah, run for your life.
What is it even gonna do? No one knows. Just run.
They have teeth. Gosh. I mean, they do. They have like the little spiky.
Do
things.
They have teeth?
Well, they have like a
know.
Spiky.
I don't know much about what goes on under the bill of a goose or duck. To be
anyway,
honest, but I will say before talk. We move on, Heather. There is, and I can send, I wish I had it handy, because I don't, but talking about donkeys, there is a donkey rescue
mm-hmm.
That operates out of Israel
mm-hmm.
that I got suckered in, but I mean suckered in a good way.
Yeah.
I now sponsor a donkey.
Oh, good. I want to do that. You should send me the link.
I will. It's, I mean, it's not for the faint of heart. You know what I mean?
I know.
Because you're going to hear a lot of stories where you're like, oh gosh, things are really bad. And sometimes I can't handle it.
I can't.
Other times I say, well, here's what I can do to help.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's interesting. When I saw, I think I told you and I told the Discord crew that I saw the latest A24 horror movie. It's called Talk to Me. Very scary, not for the faint of heart. But there's a scene in there with a very clearly CGI kangaroo. I could not watch it. I knew it was CG. Like I knew that it wasn't real, but I had to close my eyes and tell the person I was with to let me know when it was over. I've gotten more and more sensitive. Like I really have. Like it's kind of a problem because I think I don't know. I just have so much empathy for animals and I think it's going to be a tough road ahead, you know, it's just going to get harder, but I could continue to sponsor and, you know, contribute to these good causes and that, you know, do whatever I can, I guess, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll join the, join some kind of, troop and start, traveling the world, saving animals. I don't know, Sarah.
I don't know. This is such a random donkey thing again. I didn't even know I had this much donkey content, but I went to a sort of an eco resort mm-hmm. in Mexico mm-hmm. many years ago. I mean, we're talking almost 20 years ago, and it was beautiful, and it was up a hill, and you had to like get there from a boat. You know, it was pretty hard to get to, mm-hmm. remote anyway. And once you even got to off the like a dinghy with your luggage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna capsize? Maybe. You know, nobody's wearing like flotation devices.
Yeah.
Okay. But when we got there, to go up the hill to like, you know, get checked in was a pretty steep hill. I was like, we're good. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But they were like, oh, well, we put all your luggage on our donkeys and the donkeys take the luggage up the hill, you know, so you can... you know, and even if for some reason, like, you're tired or you have mobility issues, like, the donkeys could also take you up the hill. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. I'm not doing that.
No.
And I remember, like, after being there, I think I was there for about a week, me and my travel partner at the time. And they were sort of like, what, like, because I was like complaining about the donkeys, you know, I'm like, the donkeys, you know, all they're doing is working. They're going up these like very steep hills with people's like, you know, luggage with like 20 pairs of shoes. This was not the sort of resort that you would dress up at. So like, okay, fine. But still, people were coming from all over the world. They had luggage.
Yeah.
It was heavy,
yeah.
You know? And I remember just being like, I don't like this. We need like a gondola.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people need to put a gondola, you know, up the hill and have the donkeys just as like fun pets.
Yeah.
Not as workers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anyway.
Well, right. Maybe, Sarah, this is our, I don't know, our later in life endeavor.
There you go. Yeah. Donkey rescue.
Yes.
Well, speaking of, you know, the past and the future, the other day, in fact, it was yesterday, because the days all blend together, Heather, and I never know what day it is anymore. I was researching this new Snapchat feature.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat is, everyone knows what Snapchat is. It's not an app I've used for many years now. Not with any regularity. Sometimes I like check in, like see if there's, you know, some new feature or whatever. It has become more and more convoluted. I open it and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on here. I hate this. I'm out of here.
Same. I know. I get occasionally someone adding me on Snapchat. Like I get like a notification. I'm like, what? How is this? How? I don't understand.
Right. Well, so back in right around the time that you were talking about earlier of us moving to LA, a good friend of mine, also a friend of yours, got a job at Snapchat,
mm-hmm.
and was running, you know, like product for Snapchat. And so I was like, not only just to like be like cool to him, mm-hmm. but also just because it was still fun and different,
yeah.
and somewhat new,
yeah,
and all the kids loved it. Like, I was using Snapchat a lot. And after, I don't know, a couple of years, I just forgot about it and haven't gone back. It happens. Mm-hmm. Too many social networks out there. But because I was researching this new thing that Snapchat is doing, which it's sort of a long story, but we talked about it on DTNS on August 29th is a thing called Dreams, where the app wants to use artificial intelligence to like help you like get like the new Memoji,
mm-hmm.
but like the AI version, mm-hmm. you know, so you upload a bunch of photos of yourself, you know, kind of like facial recognition type thing.
Yep.
And then it like will like give you your like fantasy version of you, like blah, blah, blah. You can do this in other places, but this is what Snapchat is doing. Anyway, so I'm in there, and you have to go into the certain section called Memories, which I'm not like that tech illiterate, and I was flummoxed for like an hour. I'm like, where is it? I don't know. I'll just like press buttons and finally find my memories. Finally did. And weirdly, and this is, I think a lot of people probably have the same feeling as like, when you go back to a social network that is definitely like photo and video based,
yeah.
even if you've abandoned it,
uh-huh.
you know, a lot of that stuff still exists.
Yeah.
It's like this weird wasteland of like, you know, like you're like internet breadcrumbs. And in my memories on Snapchat, I had all these like photos and videos from a pretty specific time,
mm-hmm.
like 2016 through, let's say 2019, and then, you know, my activity completely dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was an old boyfriend, you know, he showed up in there where I was like, I don't even remember taking this video,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal, but like, oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny. I'll like come across some photos of Snapchat filters, and there's a few of us actually when we went to that hockey game I don't know if you remember that, but
oh gosh, yeah, that's really long ago.
Yeah, and I'll come across and I'll be like, I'll delete them a lot of times because they're so, I don't know, they're just off,
unflattering.
They're also like they're kind of off-putting. I don't know. It's of another time that is, I don't know. I mean, I did work there for a stint, and you know, it was mostly for spectacles. The glasses, the camera glasses that they
had. You're talking about working at Snapchat.
Yeah, I worked at Snapchat for a while. But they're notorious for being confusing. I feel like their app is totally not intuitive. It never has been. The spectacles was not intuitive. It was hard to learn. I mean, it was definitely a learning curve. But yeah, it's funny how it's like starting to feel dated.
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, I would, my experience with Snapchat, Snap, as the company is known now, I just kind of stopped using it. And it was, you know, partly because I just got fatigued and partly because I didn't really have a lot of people to like hang out with there. Mm-hmm. And it was like, after a while, how many funny face filters are we going to send to each other? It's like, you know, diminishing returns, I guess, for me. Now, you look at Snapchat's numbers and they're through the roof in various markets around the world. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like it's a graveyard of any sense. But when I was going through, you know, just because I was like looking for this like new feature that I had to talk about, a current feature that surfacing all these weird videos and photos, and like I could tell, you know, that feeling where you're like, oh, I can tell what I was doing. Like I was trying to be clever. Mm-hmm. I was trying, like, you know, like funny text at an angle, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, but I don't actually remember doing this.
Yeah.
But here it is. Mm-hmm. Clear as day. That's me.
Yeah. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm glad some of those things are not on the internet anymore, though.
You would almost be like, oh, this seems like someone else. No, it was me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I remember those things popped up on the internet years back, and now I can't find them. Just like old, I don't know, random images that you wish weren't on the internet, and somehow they're gone, and I'm kind of happy about it. But early internet days have been flushed somewhere in the back end. I don't know.
We could talk about all sorts of like internet memory stuff that I do not appreciate. Mm-hmm. For example, sometimes iOS photos being mm-hmm. like, remember this day? And I was like, yeah, it was fun that day.
Yeah.
That was 12 years ago. And I hate that guy now.
I still get a lot of people say, oh my God, the most amazing thing happened today. This photo came up. I don't know how my phone knew that I was thinking about this moment in time. And it's like, I don't have the heart to say, it's kind of random, or like it's this, you know, it was this day, however
many
years
ago. It's more like an
ago.
Anniversary of like, yes, a year.
Yeah.
Maybe you were kind of subconsciously already thinking about it.
Yes, exactly.
That sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, talk about like the antithesis of this conversation of like the non-social media element of life. And this is very strange, Sarah. I don't know what's happening, but
okay.
I'm
ready.
I'm very much not a joiner type person.
What does that mean?
Meaning I don't join clubs. I've actually never really been a gym person either.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm kind of like I have my things, and I'll go to yoga classes, and I'll do things. I've always wanted to be in a book club. I don't know why it seems so hard to get into one. But I've never really been like much of a club person, and maybe it's just the group thing. I have a lot of individual, like very deep relationships with people. And I have mm-hmm. some groups of friends where it's like, I'm really close to some of them. And then the other ones are kind of more in the distance, but we're still part of a group and that kind of thing. But I think for me, it's more of a kind of a one-on-one kind of situation. I don't really know why. I'm not a club person. I can't really tell you why. I just never happen. But there's this private club here in town that my LA friends who are looking for real estate up here, and I see them a lot down, you know, down there. They live in our old neighborhood, and they have been a member of the club up here because they're also a member of the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, which probably a lot of you know about, and other various clubs in the world. And so they've taken us there. You can't go unless you go with a member kind of thing. And I'm just like, it's kind of annoying. I don't need to be part of it. I'm happy to go just as a guest, no big deal. But then my sister brought it up the other day, like, this could be like a really fun thing to do just for maybe a short period of time. Just like check it out. There's a lot of stuff that I've learned over the course of the last couple months that it offers. This is a kind of a tough place to get to know people. A lot of times you have to join clubs or you have to join groups to meet people because everyone's really spread out. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing. We're in our own bubbles. Yeah. And I've met a lot of girls like through my yoga classes, but for the most part, that's the world that I know of here. Other than that, I've met lawyers and the people for the business. But this club, it kind of started to creep into my life since I've been back because we got invited there a couple times. And I started to kind of warm up to the idea. Not just as like kind of a business thing where they have these happy hours, every Friday. They have like really cool events. They have wine tasting. They have, they have a pool where you can have lunch out by the pool. There's a restaurant, you know, bar. There's private rooms, where you can have meetings or you can just go with your laptop and, you can go into a private room and like make yourself a drink, like at the bar, it's very, it's very cool. It's very adult.
Fun.
It's very, yeah. very adult. It used to be a men's club. So just imagine it's, there's not a lot of photographs of it online because they kind of don't want you to take photographs and put it on social media because it's a private
that's
experience.
That's what every private club does.
Exactly. And so the thing
they
that I like about
it. They want to make it seem so cool.
I know. I agree. So it's a huge gingerbread Victorian and it's always been a little bit, I wouldn't call it gothic, but it has like it's a darker green and it's one of those very ornate, very historic Victorians. It's beautiful. I mean, it's right on the water. It's kind of weirdly growing on me. And I got a tour like a year or two ago and I was kind of like, I don't know. But it has sort of this adult vibe to it. You kind of have to dress up a little. It's not like fancy, but it's kind of sharp, casual. You know, you don't want to wear like flip-flops and a t-shirt. But you have access to other clubs in the world. Like you can go to Magic Castle, which I plan to do in the coming months.
Have you not been?
I have. I went once years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
I went once. I thought it was the best night of my life.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I have a friend
so fun.
Whose kid is like 11 who really wants to go. So I'm going to take them. But the thing that's cool is so yesterday we had our initiation. We had, they had us there for lunch. It was really nice and it felt very special. You know, you can get involved in a lot of different groups in this club. They have a lot of cool events, like stuff that's very, giving back to the community and that kind of thing. So I'm like, I might get involved in some of these things. So we're members. We're members for a year. We're going to start it out for a year, see how it goes. But what I love about it is that there are clubs all over the globe that I could go to because I have a membership to this club. And I, frankly, that to me is like the best perk because I don't know, like if I'm cruising down to Pasadena or, San Francisco, even there's several there. And it's just kind of fun. Like you can just like kind of pop into this cool building. Usually it's a historic building of some kind that's interesting.
It kind of sounds like when you fly a lot.
Yeah.
And you've got like, like a club lounge.
Mm-hmm.
At various airports. Like Well, okay. I mean, you could live your life without that, but kind of nice.
It's kind of just fun. I think it's fun for my sister doesn't know anyone up here. She wants to be more integrated. It's kind of a businessy thing, but kind of a social thing. I can bring my friends who aren't members. You know, it's kind of a fun little, I don't know, we're going to try it out. Anyway, just I guess the moral of the story is never underestimate yourself and things that you think, oh, you know, because, oh, I'm not a club person, but I'm just going to try it out. Try it on for size.
Try it out.
If you will.
Try it out.
And they have, I mean, they have clubs in Hong Kong. I mean, I'm talking like all over the world. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, kind of a fun thing.
I do not dislike a good club.
Yeah, you like a good gym.
I don't like things that are exclusive. It just is off-putting to me.
I agree.
But that's not what all clubs are. Mm-mm, you know, like Soho not. House is like, or I'm like, oh God, vomit.
Yeah.
But a lot of my friends belong to Soho mm-hmm. houses and love them. Mm-hmm. So fine.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You find what works for you. And
to each
kind of nice
or
to have
own.
A place where you go, I can come. You know, I know what I'm getting, you know, might meet new people. Like, that's all great.
Yeah, maybe it's a place for me to stop. Like, it's a half an hour away. So it's a place for me to, like, stop in for lunch or do a little work in one of those private rooms. I could meet with, like, a new contractor and have a meet. You know, I don't have an office away from home, you know. So in a way, I can use it as, like, an office.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, Heather... What I also think is 100% are our patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that segue?
I love it. I always
it was
love
really,
your segues.
It was really, really solid.
Very clever, yeah.
Just to remind y'all, if you're already a patron, you know this. But if you're not and you're listening to a free version of the show, thank you. Welcome. Hope you liked it. If you would like to consider contributing to the show directly, patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysis where to find out more about how to do that. We've got a great community. We would love more of you. And, you know, it's just Heather and I. We're doing our thing. It's our private club of sorts.
Oh, it is.
Really,
it
that
is
you're
100%.
Invited to.
Oh, my God. And it's, yeah, it's, we're like a small and mighty team have such a good day. But yeah, club. I like that, Sarah. It's a private little club. And you know who's in our club?
Who's that?
Our Discorders.
Indeed.
Get a little extra access.
Yeah. Shout out to the Discorders. We love you, Garge. And we would love more of you. It's a great little fun safe space.
It is.
I call it. Like, private club almost sounds, you know...
Too
don't
exclusive.
Let it put you off. It's a fun, we're a fun crew of a bunch of nice people. There are cats, there is weather.
There are donkeys.
Babies.
We like to hash things out and we...
Travel stuff. We talk about movies.
We hope that it helps hash things out for you too.
Yeah, exactly. All the things.
We help you along in life as we help ourselves along in life. So yeah, well, that being said, there will be more... juicy content to come in about a week's time. But in the meantime, I'm going to go continue with my other job. And
please do that. And let us know what's going on with your donkey adoption
100%.
Journey, Heather. Because, I mean, knowing you, you could have a donkey next week. I don't know.
Hey, man. I'm a little concerned that if someone handed me a donkey, I would not say no.
And why should you? But until episode 205. How about that, y'all?
Oh,
remember when it was like 199?
Like,
seems like just yesterday.
We're going. We're inching toward 300. Look out, world.
Pretty soon it'll be episode 300. Wow, crazy. Until then, we hope you have such a good day. I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.